You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ladies, welcome to another episode of Perspectives with Sherry. I am your host, Sherry Ryan, and I'm so excited to be back. Yes, we took a little hiatus. We took a little break to regroup, and we have some exciting things coming for you here on this channel and this program. But today, I will be doing a personal blog. So you know, Perspectives with Sherry, for those that don't know, is a safe space midlife. This channel is dedicated for women concerning all issues with health, wealth, and empowerment, and all the wonderful things that feed those three. Today, y'all, I wanted to talk to you about my journey with hormone replacement therapy. In 2 weeks, we are going to be joined with Dr. Shweta Patel, MD, OBGYN, trailblazer in her field, founder of Gaia Wellness. And y'all, you are going to really want to tune in and hear what she has to say. She has some information that no woman should miss. We're going to get into all things concerning menopause, perimenopause, postmenopause, and all things in between. And there's just a lot of things that we're going to cover that I don't think that is common knowledge to most women. But today, first things first, before I get into my blog, if you haven't yet, and you're new, welcome. Like I said, if you would go ahead and give this video a thumbs up. If you're listening on the audio podcast, thank you so much. I'd ask that you would download, follow us. And also, I would love to have your subscribership. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. For those that join me on YouTube, also hit that notification bell so you'll be the first to know when I drop new content. And go ahead and share. You know, when I find something good, I like to share it with my friends and families. And so please share this video, particularly with a woman like myself that is going through this journey called menopause and has been on the fence about whether to do hormone replacement therapy. So let's get into it, y'all. This week, I actually went to my doctor and decided that I would start HRT. Now, why do you ask? Well, I am 51, God willing, will be 52 next month. And for the past, I would say, the past 2 to 3 years, I have really been suffering. I went into perimenopause, I would say, somewhere around 43. And I feel like I am in full-blown menopause at this point. Now, the symptoms that were bothersome to me were hot flashes. And even further than that, y'all, those night sweats. Ooh, child. Bedtime was like an inferno, okay? Like, it's an inferno because I just started treatment. Just sweating to the point that night attire is just not on the menu right now. And it's not the invitation that my husband hoped it would be. It is just simply me trying not to bust into flames. Right. So yeah, the hot flashes, the night sweats, y'all, the mood swings. That one really started to get to me because I would really be, you know, I'm someone that's pretty much an even keel person. I found myself having at different times, having a hard time regulating my emotions, whether it be feeling down or just popping off. Listen, my poor husband has gotten the brunt. I mean, we could be talking about something and something would irritate me in like nanoseconds. And before I knew it, it was not a pleasant conversation, ladies. But, you know, don't beat yourself up. If you find yourself in that same, in the same boat, it's just part of what this thing called menopause is about. for me also, some little lesser known things that I was going through that I didn't even realize was related to menopause, y'all. I had this incessant ringing in my right ear. And I started to think, and y'all are going to laugh, but I was like, you know, I used to be in the band when I was in middle school through the freshman year of high school. And I played the clarinet, honey. And clarinets were in the line in front of the percussion section. I thought, surely all those years of being so closely located to those drummers has finally caught up to me. No, ladies, that's that thing called menopause affecting my ear. Another symptom that I am currently still struggling with, because like I said, I just started this therapy, was joint pain. I have pain in my hips that could be tied to other things. And so one of the things that we're going to talk to Dr. Patel about is how do we know the difference between symptoms that are tied to, you know, just aging, like arthritis or whatever, or symptoms that are truly tied to menopause. And we're going to get into that. That episode will be airing on April 30th. You do not want to miss that. Go ahead and put that on your calendars. Okay, so what made me seek treatment? Because, well, first off, let me talk to you about why I was hesitant to get treatment. I, like many of you, were always taught that you don't take hormones because hormones increases your risk of cancer. While that is maybe partially true, it is not to the extent that we've always been taught. It's very low risk, and it depends on what you do. And we'll also be getting into that with Dr. So what made me decide to do it? Well, you all know that I have this podcast, and particularly this channel, Perspectives with Sherry, being that it's dedicated to women like myself in midlife. I was interviewing different guests that I like to bring on, dynamic women, to come and talk to myself and all of you about a multitude of topics. And of course, the big one was menopause. And so Dr. Shweta Patel was so gracious to do a meet and greet with me. And y'all, during that meet and greet, let me just say, I have never met a more down-to-earth doctor in my life, particularly a specialist. She was like talking to a long-lost best friend. I mean, just relatable, so funny, so full of knowledge. Well, I was telling her about some of the things that I was going through. Particularly, she was enlightening me on some of the symptoms that are lesser known, that we as women suffer and think that we have to. Unbeknownst to a lot of us, these are tied to being in menopause. And so I had some friends, some other ladies that had started to also get therapy, but they were really into the pellets. And I don't know if you all are familiar with that. That's, of course, a hormone replacement therapy. It works for some. For others, it does not. And I will let her get into her thoughts on the pellets. But she did tell me that I needed to honestly seek out some form of hormone replacement therapy with my symptoms. She even let me know that women that were on birth control, starting out in your younger years, throughout your reproductive life cycle, that have been on some form of birth control would be better off than women like myself that were not. I mean, my form of birth control after I had my children were to have a tubal ligation. And so I was not on any kind of pill or patch or implant or anything of that sort. So if I had have been on some course of that, and some women are on the pill or hormones to regulate their menstrual cycles, they also would be better off when they enter into perimenopause and into menopause through POCS, because doing that helps to balance your hormones. And so this was information that I did not know. My doctor never talked to me. And I'm going to come to you all next week, and we're going to talk about some ways to advocate for yourself when you do have your annual visits to your gynecologist when you just want to go in for a consult or if you're seeking hormone replacement therapy, the right questions to ask to make sure that you're getting the right treatment for yourself. So with that being said, y'all, what my doctor and I did book an appointment to discuss with her my desire to begin HRT. Now, prior to that, when I had gone for my annual checkup, physical, pap smear, she'd asked me about it. And I was adamant, no, I'm not going to do anything. And I had also kicked around the thoughts of maybe taking something herbal, like the black cohosh. This is just me kind of gathering the things I've heard other women say that have worked for them or things that they have tried, reasons that they have not thought out HRT. And, you know, I just was swirling all that around in my head and really not able to make an informed decision for myself. And so after speaking with Dr. Patel and her encouraging me to seek out a consultation and to definitely put some sort of HRT therapy or, you know, the therapy into my health regimen. And so when I did sit and talk with my doctor, now I know there are a lot of women that do not have an intact uterus. In the form of a Mirena coil that would be inserted into my uterus. And also I would have an estrogen patch. And the estrogen patch that I am currently on is Estradiol. It's a patch and I'm starting off with 0.025 that is to be switched out twice a week. So a full dose of 0.05 per week. And then I will be returning to my doctor in 4 weeks, get blood work to see where we're at. Now, transparent moment, y'all. I had this done on Tuesday. What I did not know, what I wished I had prepared myself for. Ladies, a lot of you know because you have them. Sherry did not know. But the Mirena, when it's being implanted, putting inside, it is painful. Just for a second, ladies, because let me just say, they say the benefits far outweigh the discomfort that you feel when your doctor is placing that Mirena or whatever type of IUD that if you choose that route that you would have. Sad story for me that took 3 attempts. The first 2 times the Mirena did not deploy. And so the first 2 attempts for implantation were futile. And so it had to be done a 3rd time. 3rd time was a charm. It was in there. All that left me though very, very crampy. Just in some pain, in some discomfort, feeling very tender or whatever. That subsided though within about a day. And now I am excited to see what life holds for me as I continue this treatment. You know, I am looking forward to gaining my energy back. One of the things I didn't mention also is weight gain. Weight gain, I was a Wegovy taker. And right now, kind of going back and forth with my insurance to get back on my Wegovy shots. But in the meantime, I have put on 15 pounds. And now I'm not going to sit before you and try to say I'm hitting that gym like I should. I am not. But I have been watching what I'm eating and do intend to get back into the gym to try to get those 15 pounds off. I say that to say that prior to getting on Wegovy, and that is also part of, and Dr. Patel will also talk to you about that, the holistic treatment of being menopausal because you do have a harder time losing weight. And so I say all that to say the weight gain was also a symptom. My hair thinning, that's another symptom that, you know, I don't think a lot of us maybe are familiar with, but I started to notice thinning of my hair. And so I'm just really looking forward to y'all getting back to feeling like me. And so I wanted to come to you and talk about this because I want it to be open dialogue. Slide in the comments, y'all, and let me know if you are experiencing some of those symptoms, if you're considering HRT, any maybe questions you might have for Dr. Patel. You can email those to our email at perspectives.w.sherry, that's S-H-E-R-R-Y, at gmail.com, and I will ask those questions for you, or you can definitely put those questions in the comments. Also, I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear what treatments, if you're doing any, work for you. Some ladies do the holistic approach, herbal supplements work. I want to know. So weigh in, y'all. Just leave those in the comments. Let me know what your thoughts are on HRT. Let me know how you're doing, ladies, if you're in the throes of menopause like myself. Share your stories with me. And I will be back next week. Next week, we're going to talk about advocating for yourself. I'm going to have some tips, and we're going to talk about that next week. Stay tuned. I will continue to keep you updated on how things are going with HRT. I'm going to be honest with you, honey. I'm going to give you the good and the bad. So if there's any side effects or anything, I'm going to let you know. So keep it right here. I want you to hit that notification bell if you are watching me on YouTube so that when I come back, you will be the first to know, and we can talk a little bit more about how things are going. All right, ladies, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, go ahead, hit that like, give me the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't, share with a family member or a friend, and don't forget to leave me a comment and let me know what you thought about this topic on menopause and HRT. All right, guys, y'all have an absolute wonderful evening. Bye.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.